Welcome to the Restoration Apostolic Church podcast. We are located in Winterville, right outside of Athens, Georgia, and are led by our senior pastor, Ed Walden. Our mission is to be a Book of Acts church in this modern world, to build a strong and unified church family, and to see lives saved and changed by the power of Jesus Christ. We hope that in listening today, you will be strengthened, encouraged, blessed, and restored.
Daniel chapter 3, verses 16 through 18. Daniel 3, 16 through 18. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said to the king, O Nebuchadnezzar, we are not careful to answer thee in this matter. If it be so, our God, whom we serve, is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us out of your hand, O king. But if not, be it known unto you, O king, that we will not serve thy gods nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up. 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 7 says that the trial of your faith, being more precious than gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ, whom having seen you love, or whom having not seen you love, in whom, though now you see him not, yet believing you rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory, receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation of your souls. So today I want to talk to us just about a lesson in faith. A lesson in faith. Let's pray together. Lord, thank you today for goodness and mercy. Thank you for your word. Thank you, God, that, Lord, we know that we can trust you and come to you and believe you. Lord, thank you for the measure of faith that you have given to all of us. Lord, today bless our ears to hear what the Spirit is saying. Let it find good ground in our heart. Challenges, changes, and make us better. God, we're going to praise you for these things in Jesus' name. Everyone said amen. Would you clap your hands one more time to the Lord this morning? God is so good to us. You can be seated. Praise God. Thank you for being in the house of the Lord today. Thank you for being in the house of the Lord. God is good. A lesson in faith. There's no doubt about it that we are people of faith. That's what most any Christian would, another way they would identify themselves. Yes, we're people of faith. And then, of course, that leads to, well, faith in what? Faith in who? But we are people of faith. We love the stories of faith. We love Hebrews chapter 11. We love reading through the Bible and seeing the great things that people who had faith in God accomplished. And we love hearing stories of our elders and different ones that can tell you stories of people who had great faith and prayed great prayers, and they saw the miraculous happen just right before their eyes, or the miraculous just happened in their life, how God came through in a situation, or he healed a sickness, or opened a door that should have been closed, or he closed a door that was standing wide open. God moves when we pray and talk to him in faith. He always answers, whether it's the answer we want or not, but that we would love to have, is still, he answers. And I think that when we get to a place, there's a lesson in faith here, that if we get to this place that we realize that it doesn't matter what God answers, that's the answer I want. As you say, I don't know about that yet. Well, hear me. Because whatever God answers, you can believe it's for your better. Whether he says yes or no, if you think, well, I really wanted a yes, but a no is going to be better for you. That's hard to take, because children don't like to be told no. Yeah, and we are his children. And a kid doesn't realize a lot of times when you say no, that it's for their better. But I want to jump off the house. No, it's, believe me, it's for your betterment. Be careful. And God, sometimes that no is simply him protecting us keeping us from getting into something that we won't be able to get out of, something that would cause us an extended amount of heartache and pain and trouble in our life. And so we have faith in God. And faith, friend, is powerful. And but faith is, if maybe the right word, I want to say faith is really, it's very, I don't know what the word I'm trying, temperamental sometimes, I guess. It can be, here's the thing. Jesus said, Peter, I'm going to pray for you that your faith that can move mountains, faith that can raise the dead, faith that can heal the sick, I'm going to pray that that faith does not fail. I don't want my faith to fail. Knowing that faith can fail, knowing that my faith can fail, knowing that I can have faith, but faith without works is dead. And faith is about, it's not about the things that are done. Faith is about the one who does the things. Sometimes we start having faith in the miracle and not the miracle worker. But Peter told the people when the man was healed at the gate, he said, why are you looking at us like we did this, like this by our righteousness? He said, this man is whole by his name and faith in his name. In other words, faith in God is why this man stands here whole today. And when we stop praying and having faith in the miracle, but we start having faith in the miracle worker, then we're going to see the miracles. Many times, I don't even think we realize we do it, but I think we're praying and we're having faith in the miracle. But we need to have faith in God. And this is what this story of these three guys that went into the fiery furnace, it will tell you that if you'll have faith in God, it'll change your thinking, it'll change your speech, because what's in your heart will come out of your mouth. And they showed us what was in their heart by the things they said to this king. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they answered this king. He was going to throw them in a fiery furnace because they would not bow down and worship the golden image he had set up. And they said, we are not careful to answer you in this matter. Man, when God's people will stop tiptoeing around, you hear me. When God did not call us to a careful faith, where I've got to be cautious with this. He's just unleash your faith in him. Stop tiptoeing around the issues and start speaking to the matter. Give an answer to the problem. That's what he said. We're going to answer you. We have an answer for you. We're not even going to be careful about it. I'm going to let you know right now where I stand with me and my God. This is what I've got to say to you, King. If it be so, our God whom we serve, he is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace. He's able. That's a lesson in faith. God is able. His ability is never in question. So just go ahead and answer boldly. When something comes against you, just go ahead and start speaking to it. I'm not going to choose my words wisely right here. I'm just going to tell you, this ain't happening. I don't accept it. I won't believe it. I'm not going to be moved by it. I'm not going to be careful about this and try to see how I can finagle it to make it be okay and try to handle it with kid gloves. I'm just going to go ahead and tell you, by faith in my God, I'm not going to let this get the better of me. I'm not going to let this destroy me. I'm not going to let this hinder my walk. I'm not going to let it shake the foundations of who I am. Friend, I have been bought with a price, purchased by the blood, filled with the Spirit. Friend, let me tell you, I've got a God. And I'm not going to be careful about the answer. I'm just going to be a person of faith. He says, so we're not carrying, if it be so, our God who we serve is able to deliver us from the burning, fiery furnace. That he says, if we know he's able, but then he says, and he will deliver us out of thy hand, O King. Now, how does he know he will? He doesn't know that he will, but he speaks it like he believes it. When you have faith in God, you'll just go ahead and pray it like it's going to happen. He had no idea what was about to happen. They were about to be marched up to that thing. He said, we know God's able to do it, and he will do it. I'm not going to back down and say, well, I don't know what he's going to do. If he's able, I know he's able, and he will deliver us out of your hand, O King. One way or the other, whatever answer it is, God is going to get the glory. And one way or the other, King, you will have no more say in our life. Yeah? If this fire burns us up, then we will be with the Lord. And we will be out of your hand. I know that God is going to do something one way or the other. Because he protects us in our walk. He protects us in our life. He's there at the beginning. He's there in the middle. And he will be there at the end. And if this is the end, we started out with him, we've been with him, and if this is the end, then we're going to end with him. Praise God. He will deliver us out of your hand, O King. And I don't know what was in his mind, but I know what he said. That was in his heart, because those words come out of your heart. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth will speak. These three men had a heart after God. They had a heart that was filled with faith. And friend, it's not something that you just learn automatically, but when you see God move and you see God faithful and when you see God always being true to his word, you just start having faith in God. We make faith complicated, but friend, just simply have faith in God. And when you can start declaring that God is able, you'll start speaking, he's going to do it. Yeah? Too many times we say, yeah, God's able, but I don't know if he'll do it. That's not the connection. That's a disconnection. When you say God is able, you just go ahead and say he'll do it. Pray for them like they're going to get out of the bed. Pray for them like they're going to get out of the wheelchair. Pray for them like they're going to get out of that mess. Pray for them like things. Pray for the situation like you know it's going to change. God's able to do this and he's going to do it. Well, what if he doesn't do exactly as I prayed it? Then he did it the way it needed to be done. Because sometimes the way we want it done ain't the way it ought to be done. And you just go ahead and trust God. But this drawing back from speaking things out in faith simply because we are not God and we don't know what he's going to do. These kids right here said, hey, God will deliver us out of your hand. Talking to the king, knew that he had the power to save them or destroy them right there, but God had the ultimate answer. And they said, and here's just, we'll get it right here. He says, but if not, when your faith, when you got faith in God, faith that's so strong, I read it somewhere one time, said, when you have faith like that, your faith just refuses to surrender. It's not going to give up. But if not, just know, O King, we're not going to serve your gods. If God were to let us know right now that he's not going to deliver us, we're still not going to serve your gods. Because God is still God, and he will always be God, and your gods aren't real, and your gods are fake, and we're not going to serve your fake golden image that you want people to worship. And if we can start having faith like that, friend, we're going to have a lot less trouble in the world as it tries to press us into the mold of this worldview of serving God and this worldview of Christianity that just everybody's okay and everybody else is doing it. Friend, everybody else was bowing down, but three of them said, we won't bow down. There's got to be somebody that's got the kind of faith in God that says, I'll stand up. I'll stand. It might put me in the furnace, but I'm going to stand. Because if I go in the fire, friend, God is able to bring me out. You can take the heat. Sometimes people say, well, if you can't take the heat, get out of the kitchen. Well, let me tell you, I'm staying in the kitchen. Because with God, I can take the heat. It doesn't matter what comes our way. God is able, and he will. But if not, I'm not going to bow down and look for an easier solution. I'm not going to conform to the world just because that's what everybody else is doing. Just because everybody else says, hey, just fall down. At least you'll be alive. Friend, if you ain't living for God, that ain't living. That's just existing. You just existing, waiting on judgment. Friend, that ain't living. I want to live. I want to live. Jesus said, I came that you might have life and have life more abundantly. He said, I want you to live a life. Friend, we live by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. And the just shall live by faith. Well, these three men were just. And they lived by faith. Not just the life they lived, but they lived. They survived. They did not die. They lived because of their faith in God. They would not worship anything else that was set up. And when the church can get back to a bold, I don't want to say reckless, because we're not just reckless. We have a guide. But when we can just have bold, unrestrained, unlimited faith in God, it takes some learning. Don't get me wrong. Tribulation works patience, and patience experience, and experience hope. We got to go through some things sometimes to build up. We pray in the Holy Ghost to build ourselves up on our most holy faith. It takes some building, but I'm telling you that when we can just get to a place, I don't know if we've tried to facilitate faith through services. We've tried to facilitate faith through programs. We've done all these things, but faith was given to us by God. And you are the only one who can activate your faith. The preacher can preach, and hearing the preached word, that's where faith comes. Faith comes by hearing. But if you don't do something with what you hear, huh? If we don't do something with what we hear, I always go back to Bartimaeus, because he was blind, never seen Jesus. But evidently he had heard some things about Jesus. Because when he heard that Jesus was coming down the road, he would not be silenced. He cried out. He cried out and he cried out. And when Jesus finally said, what do you want me to do? He said, that I might receive my sight. He knew that this man, by faith, he just never seen him, never saw a healing, heard all about it. Faith was in him, but he had to activate that faith. He said, I don't know him. I've never shook his hand. I've never talked to him. I don't even get to go to church. But friend, when he is coming down my road, I'm going to try this thing out. I believe it. Maybe he talked to somebody that had been healed. I don't know how that faith came about, but it was in him, and then he activated it. And he didn't let nobody shut it down. Hey, be quiet, Bartimaeus. And he said he just cried out more. He just got more beside himself. And the more you try to silence me, the more I'm going to cry out, because I want my healing. I want things to be different. And if this is who can do it, then I'm not going to quit calling his name. Well, I'm telling you today that Jesus is able, and I'm not going to quit calling on his name. Jesus can do it. He's able to do exceeding abundantly above all I ask or think. I'm not going to quit calling on his name. That's what faith teaches us. That's the lesson that these guys are showing us right here. And that, you know, the great thing about faith is it takes so much off of us. We ain't like faith is this heavy thing we got to carry. Oh, this heavy. Mm-mm. Faith is like the grain of a mustard seed. It's tiny and powerful. And he wasn't going to give you a burden. He said, I'm going to give you something that it could just be the grain of a mustard seed. It can be look tiny, but oh, when it's planted, how it grows and what it produces and how large it gets. And when we start activating that faith, and so we've got this faith that God has given us, and it takes a lot of load off us, because when we have faith, we're not pressured to have all the answers. I can pray and trust God and not have to know how it's going to turn out. He doesn't have to get right back to me. He can ignore my text if he wants to. He can wait. You ever do that? You ever get a text and you don't text back for about 2 days? I do. Because I read it. A lot of times I'm driving, do something, I read it. And I go, I'll get back to that as soon as I stop. And then I forget. And then 2 days, 3 days later, I'm like, sorry. And I'm texting them back. And it's like, I hope they hadn't blocked my number for not texting them back. But God can just, he can do what he wants to do because he's God and I trust him. And I don't have to have all the answers. And he's showing us right here, these are men of faith. Guess what? People who have faith in God, they die. But we want to live. Yeah, we do. And we should. We want to live. But understand that when people of faith die, it's not because God's unfaithful. He said, that's just how it works. You don't live forever till you get there. You know, it's appointed that the man wants to die, then the judgment. It's going to happen. Our life is but a vapor, appears a little while. The Word is full of it, telling us over and over again that life here in the grand scheme of things, man, it's just a blip. It's just a blink. I mean, it seems like long sometimes, but it's just like that. And then we're with him. And he said, but don't get this. These are my servants. And they're going to go into a place that should have burnt them up. And sometimes it will happen. People who have faith, they die. Paul, the Apostle Paul, great man of faith, miracle, signs, wonders, spoken tongue more than us all, revelations, all these things. But he finally tells Timothy, for now I'm ready to be offered. The time of my departure is at hand. He's not just talking about I'm leaving this city or this town. He said, I'm leaving this world. I'm going. I have fought a good fight, finished my course. I have kept the faith. Hebrews 11:13, the faith chapter, these all died in faith. Not having received the promises, but having seen them far off and were persuaded of them and embraced them. It was enough to see it. It was enough to know it was true, that they would embrace it. It was enough to know that God had something better for them. And so they said, we're going to hold on to this. And they were persuaded of them. They embraced him, confessed, hey, here we're just strangers and pilgrims on the earth. So we got to get back to that. We're just strangers and pilgrims on this earth. It said, by faith, Joseph, man that delivered Israel from starvation, delivered all of Egypt when he died. Oh, yeah, he died. Verse 35 says, here's what happened. Faithful people, women received their dead raised to life again. Others were tortured, not accepting deliverance, that they might obtain a better resurrection. They didn't accept deliverance, they just died. But they trusted God with it, that God had their life in their hand. Others had trial of cruel mocking, scourgings, bonds of imprisonment, stones, sawn asunder, tempted, slain with the sword, wandered about sheepskins, goatskins, destitute, afflicted, and tormented. But they were people of faith. And they became that great cloud of witnesses, and they trusted God. And that's why, because they were not careful with their faith, they wouldn't like, shh, be quiet, because if we talk about Jesus here, they'll kill us. They weren't, let's just hush here. Let's go find somebody that's more accepting. But they just preached everywhere and went everywhere and turned places upside down and set cities on edge and caused just disturbances wherever they went because it was pulling people away from the pagan worships and from the traditions of the law and the things that they had been doing, and it was changing things and a lot of pagan people didn't like it. A lot of Jewish people didn't like it, but they didn't care. They just went ahead and preached it and lived it anyway because they knew that God was preparing for them a country, a better place that they were going to go. And that's what faith teaches us, that there is something else waiting for us. And that's what Peter was saying. The trial of your faith is much more precious than gold that perishes. Oh, gold is tangible. Gold is valuable. Gold is something I can hold on to, and gold goes away. But your faith is more precious than that. Even when it's tried by fire, it might be found under praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ. You know who got the glory that day at Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego? God got the glory. And you know who gave it to him? The king that threw him in the fire. the enemy, the one that said, I'm going to burn them up, the one that was so mad because they wouldn't worship his God, he said, there is no God that can deliver after this sort. And he promoted them. God got the glory that day because these men, though their faith was tried with fire, God got the glory. But Peter wrote to us, he said, you have not seen God, but you love him. Well, I want to ask myself, how can I love God and not have faith in him? How can I say I love him if I don't have faith in him? I got to have faith in God. And this is what he said. You love him in though whom have not seen you love, in whom, though now, you see him not. You don't see him, but you believe. You're believing. I don't see, Job said that. I don't see where he's working. I don't see where he's at. I can't perceive him, but I know he knows the way I take. I know God is not taking his eyes off of me. Even when I can't see it, he's working. We sing it, but it's got to be more than just a song. It's got to be our way of life, that we have faith in God, that we learn this lesson of faith, that even though we don't see him, we believe and we go ahead and rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory, receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation of your souls. Praise God. We've just got to go ahead and rejoice in God and serve God and realize that, hey, trouble comes, but it don't last always. That's one of the lessons that faith will teach us, that trouble will come, but it don't last. Faith will get you through it. Faith will bring you through to the other side. I've got to have faith in God, knowing that God is able. They boldly declare God is able and God will deliver. And that's what we need to get back to, is just boldly declaring the word of God and what it says. Ephesians 3 and 20. These are things to remind yourself of. This is God's eternal word. Now unto him that is able to do. See, this is hundreds of years later, and this is what Paul is telling the saints of God. He's using the same words, basically, that Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were using with the king. God's able, and he'll do. Now, unto him who is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. God gave us a measure of faith. But again, faith without works is dead. And sometimes that work is simply speaking it out and standing on it. Standing by it until God changes it. Stand on it until God gives you a different answer, or until he answers that. But stand on that. God will make a way. God is able to do these things. And in Mark chapter 11, Jesus answered and said unto them, have faith in God. That's right there. I said it earlier. I mentioned it earlier. Not faith in the miracle. Faith in God. Faith in God, the one who does the miracle. And so after he establishes that fact, he says in verse 23, Mark 11, 23, for verily I say unto you that whosoever, ain't got to be the pastor, whoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea. And so said, well, I just don't believe you can go over to Stone Mountain and say, okay, I got faith in God. I can move out. Get out of here, mountain, because there's no need for that mountain to move. That's asking amiss. He's giving you an understanding that no matter how big it looks, no matter how big it is, no matter how unscalable it seems, that it is able to be moved when you have faith in God. There's nothing too hard for the Lord. And if you won't, long as you won't doubt in your heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Therefore I say unto you, whatsoever things you desire, when you pray, believe. Look, he said, when you pray, before there's any answer, believe that you receive them. Before you're praying for that job, before you get that job, believe you're getting it. When you're praying for healing, before you ever feel any ounce of relief, just believe it's happening. Yeah? Before you see any change, don't start trying to read your situation like a golfer reading a putt on a golf green. This is the way it's going to go. So I'm going to wait. I'm going to pray when it changes just a little bit. Then I'm going to pray in faith, and it's going to happen. And that's trying to facilitate it. That's trying to make it happen. When there's no grass in the desert, go ahead and pray grass and pray water and believe that it's coming. And watch the storm clouds start forming. Friend, I'm telling you, God is able and God will. And God is still faithful to his people. And the only difference between us and them in that book is our faith. Not that we don't have it, but we've gotten so careful with it. We're careful that we don't want to make ourselves look silly. Or sometimes it can be an earnest concern. Well, I don't want to sound like I'm a fake or a fraud because I'm praying for something that's not happened. The only thing, God gave us these answers in these books. These people have prayed and we see these answers so we could see what faith does. But, you know, every prayer that Peter prayed, I'm sure it didn't get answered. Or at least not the way he wanted it. I'm sure, don't you know that Peter would have rather not denied the Lord, but he did. Because God said he would do it. And I'm sure that there were things prayed that they wanted a different outcome, but it still happened the way God intended it to happen because God's way is perfect. And when God does it, yes or no, it's always right. He's never wrong. And so when he answers no, he's simply doing what's best. We've got to believe that. Mark 16 and 18, the Lord said, and these signs would follow them that believe or have faith in God. They'll take up serpents, drinking daily thing, it won't hurt them, and they shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. It'll happen. They shall lay hands on the sick. They're going to lay hands on them while they're sick. Before there's a, hey, are you feeling a little bit better? Okay, let's pray. No, when they're at their worst, you pray for them, you lay your hands on them, you pray for them, and you see what God can do. You see it happen. That's why James said, the effectual, fervent prayer of the righteous availeth much, and the prayer of faith shall save the sick. The prayer of faith is the prayer of faith in God. Not faith in me, faith in God. Not faith in healing, faith in God. When we have faith in God, that's when we start seeing things change and things start happening and things start getting better. I don't want my faith, as powerful as it is, I don't want my faith to fail. So the Lord prayed for Peter. He said, Peter, you may cry, you may hurt, you may be embarrassed, you may be discouraged over what's coming. He said, but I do not want your faith. Faith in what? Not faith in just what, faith in who? He said, I don't want your faith in me. You declared me the Christ, the Son of the living God. That was a revelation given to you. You declared that, you spoke that. I don't want you to lose that faith in me. Faith in my word. Because the word, we know, births faith. It's the seed of faith. And so, Peter, I'm telling you this. I've prayed for you that your faith fell not. Sifting is coming, but I'm praying that your faith fail not. Whatever happens in this trial, just don't let your faith fail. We don't want your faith to fail. We want you to be okay. Another lesson that we learn from these guys in the fire is making confession, the confession of faith, that God will deliver. Live or die, God delivers. Deliverance happens. And when we think about this, if you look at everything going on in our life, you know, Peter said, the end of your faith is the salvation of your soul. We know that's eternity. That's going to be with him. We're saved when we endure to the end. And we do like Paul. We fought a good fight, finished our course, kept the faith. That's now we can look forward to that reward that's coming that day. And so we have to see everything as God sees it through the standpoint of eternity. And that's what these three guys knew, that ultimately eternity is at stake here, where we will spend it, with God or not. And so we're going to make decisions here on earth that will affect our eternity. And faith, bold faith, keeps you making the right decisions. Faith in God will lead you in the right way, because God will deliver. God will come through. Paul said this in 2 Corinthians, we have in the same spirit of faith according as it is written. I believed, and therefore I've spoken. They believed, so they spoke. God will deliver. We also believe, therefore we speak, knowing that he which raised up the Lord Jesus shall raise us up eternity also by Jesus, and shall present us with you. For all things are for your sakes, that the abundant grace might through the thanksgiving of many redound to the glory of God. For which cause we faint not, but though our outward man perish, yet the inward man, the man of faith, is renewed day by day. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, works for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. And so we do not look at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. They didn't have their eyes on the furnace. They had their eyes on God, the thing that was unseen, but he was there. It was unseen, but he was there. He wasn't seen until they were in the middle of the fire, one like the Son of God, that they said he's like the Son of God that's in there. I don't believe, I'm not sure exactly what that looked like to them. These were these pagan people that saw that. They said, there's one walking around in there, the fourth man looks like unto the Son of God. And so when you get in the midst of that trial, when you get in the midst of that fire, when you get in the midst of that mess, that's when you're going to see the hand of God in your life. That's where you'll see God moving in your life. That's when you're going to be able to tell that God has got this under control. And so while we look not at the things which are seen, but things which are not seen, things that are seen are temporal. This fire is just temporary. It won't last but a moment. But the things that we don't see, they're eternal. And the things that God has laid up for us, the scripture says, eye has not seen it. There's a reward waiting that eye has not seen, ear has not heard, it has not entered into the hearts of men. Those things that God has prepared for them that love him. Again, if I love him, then I've got to have faith in him. I can't just say I love him, but then can't trust him. You can trust God. Philippians 1 and 20, Paul said, according to my earnest expectation and my hope, that in nothing I shall be ashamed, but that with all boldness, as always, so now also Christ shall be magnified in my body, whether it be by life or by death. Whatever happens, whatever this trial does to me, whether I live or die, I want Jesus to be magnified. I want him to get the glory. I want him to receive the honor. I want it to be a representation that I gave my life for him, that I still lived my life with my last breath. I was still praising him. Praise God. The final, probably most powerful lesson in the story of them is the words they spoke, but if not. Being able to say that and still trust God. Being able to say, but if not, I'm not changing my walk with God. I need this. I really need this. God, I really desire this. And so I'm praying, but if not. Jesus prayed, if it be possible, take this cup. Basically, and then he said, but if not, if you're not going to take it, thy will be done. Nevertheless, your will be done. If one version of it says, if this cup won't go away except I drink it, your will be done. And so he knew, he said, if this is the only way, if the only way for the plan to work is for me to go through this, then your will be done. And if we can get our faith into that place where we can say, I'm praying for this and I'm believing God's going to do it. But if not, they'd already said, he will deliver. But if not, they're not trying to have a safety net there. They're just declaring. All these statements show that we have total, complete trust and faith in God. That he will do what he said he would do. Job had so much in his life, so many things. And even God gave him testified greatly about Job. Have you considered Job? Have you considered him? He's perfect. He hates evil. He fears me. I mean, have you considered Job? When Job was tried, he said, naked I came out of my mother's womb, and naked shall I return thither. The Lord gave, and the Lord hath taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. In Job 9, he said, behold, God, he takes away, and who can hinder him? Who will say unto him, what doest thou? You've got to trust what God's doing. You've got to believe. You can't just have faith in what God does. You got to have faith in what he doesn't do. Because sometimes you got to trust his reaction. It seems like nothing happened. Sometimes God doesn't move the way we ask, and we got to trust that. Because God is sovereign and God knows what's best. He sees the end from the beginning. He's always with us. And so Job would just say, though he slay me, yet will I trust him. I'm going to trust him. This may be the end of my life, but I'm not going to. It says that all these things, Job did not charge God foolishly, or he didn't sin with his mouth. He didn't lay things on God that weren't true. He just, you know, So he's the perfect giver and the perfect taker. Whatever he gives is perfect. And if he takes, it's because he knew it needed to be took. Romans 8:28 says, we know all things work together for good to them that love God, them who are called, the called according to his purpose. And when we are called according to his purpose, there are things that will happen in our life. We know that things happen, situations come, life happens. There's a thief that comes to steal, kill, and destroy. There's an enemy that goeth about as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Jesus said, in the world you'll have tribulation. Peter just said, the trial of your faith. And then another place he says, think it not strange, the fiery trial that is to try you. Things are going to come our way. Just because we are children of faith does not mean we are immune from trouble. It happens. But we know that all things work together for good. Because tribulation works patience, and patience will have a perfect work. So, see, God's got an answer for all of it. I've got to have faith in God. There is a reason. You've heard me say this so many times. I may not know why, but I just know there is a why. But by faith, I'm not pressured to know the answer. I don't have to have the answer because I've got faith in God. And so when you walk with God, you serve God, it's not just we love the beginning because it's powerful. Repentance and being filled with the Holy Ghost and the sins being washed away, and we love that. And so, and you can come to the music, darling, and you can stand with me. We love that, the beginning. That's so, because it's like a birth, new birth, and new births are exciting. But it's also about the middle, where you're walking through those things, where you're going through those trials and tests and going through life. And then ultimately, it's also about the end. But Jesus is the same yesterday at the beginning, today, in the middle, and forever. Yesterday, today, and forever. And we got to be trusting him in all those parts, at the beginning, in the middle, and when it comes to the end, that God is still faithful. In the book of Revelation 21:4, it says, and God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. And there'll be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. One day we will be delivered from this world and from the pains of this world, whether it come through the rapture or the resurrection. but one way or the other, we'll be out of this world one day. And we'll be out of the hands of the kings of this world. And be no more pressure to bow down, be no more goodbyes, no more sorrow, no more sickness. That'll be gone. Those are the former things, and they're gone. And they're passed away. Thank God. That's the end. So we got to be faithful. Beginning, middle, and end. Trust God with it. Learn these lessons of faith. Read these words carefully and prayerfully and see how these people stood. You read, go through the book of Hebrews, and everyone that it lists by name, go to their story and read how they did it. Read about Noah, and it says, and he did all that God commanded. Did he understand it? But he did it because God asked him to. If God said it, I'm going to do it. And he did it, and it saved him and his family. Have faith, bold faith. Don't be careful with that. You can't use it up. The only damage we do to it is when we stop using it, because then it dies. But as long as you're using it, it's alive. It's powerful. It's doing something. Praise God. Let's lift our hands and just pray.
Thank you for listening to the Restoration Apostolic Church podcast. We pray that you have been encouraged and changed by what you heard today. To keep up with RAC, you can follow us on Facebook and Instagram. You can also visit our website at restorationapostolic.org. Be blessed in Jesus' name.